What is up, guys? I am doing my first solo podcast by myself. The Laces Out Finkel Show. One point we'll have a da-da-da-da-da-ba, yee-ba-ba-ba-yee-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- that. Today, I just wanted to kind of go over a couple of things that are happening in the Dallas sports scene. That's kind of be what I specialize in because it's what I know best. It's what I can talk about the most. Quite a bit going on right now. You know, we've got Mavericks basketball just getting underway. The Stars are a couple of games in. The Cowboys are just the Cowboys. I mean, there's really not much you can say about that other than they're trading draft picks for wide receivers, which I'll get into a little bit here, just very shortly, which I spoke about in my first episode with Britton Thacker. We kind of sat down and went over a couple of, you know, opinions, things we wanted to say about that trade, which I will be the first person to tell you, football is my least knowledgeable sport as of right now. I know more about basketball. And if you stay tuned for a little bit longer, I'm going to give you my surprise favorite Maverick of the 2018-19 season. This is a point where a couple of months from now, I will have a little sound clip going, and then we'll kind of, you know, fade into that. So, first and foremost, this Cowboys trade, you know, I've been doing a little bit of research on it because I want to be able to be well-versed in all of these sports. You know, I've got a couple of, you know, baseball, a little hockey, a little bit of basketball, but I want to be able to share with everybody as much knowledge as possible to give you my most, I guess, knowledgeable opinion, unbiased opinion. I'm going to be biased, guys. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel about all of these things that happen, all of these things that I talk about, you know, in the future, especially with, you know, different teams in the Dallas area. As most of you know, and as a lot of you will find out, I'm diehard Dallas. I love everything about Dallas. I love the city. I love the people. I love everything about Dallas except for the potholes and the streets. You know, popping my tires and popping my car, making it feel like I have hydraulics and, you know, bouncing up and down. But I love Dallas. I love Dallas sports. I always have, always will. Is a section of the Cowboys, maybe? I don't know. It's kind of like whatever. You guys, you fans and the Cowboys fandom, kind of make it hard to like the Cowboys sometimes. It's a toxic fan base. Sorry. Deal with it. It's what I want to say. It's my podcast. If you want to say otherwise, make your own podcast. Fools. So let's get into it. As of right now, I don't know much. I mean, Amari Cooper had a concussion a couple weeks ago, but he had a bye week, and then I guess a makeshift bye week because he was hurt in his head. Little bang on noggin. He's coming off that. He's got a bye week with the Cowboys now. You know, he's running drills with Michael Gallup, Cole Beasley, my boy Bees, number 11. Who I will say time and time again gives way, way too much time to people on Twitter. You just so upset sometimes. And I don't whatever, you know, whatever. You know, that's my job. That's me as a who's it, what's it, sitting on my couch in my apartment, which I'm going to go ahead and apologize now. If you hear any airplanes, guys, I live by Love Field if you don't know already. Ooh, snap, he gave away his location. No, I didn't. Love Field's huge. There's a ton of places around Love Field. Get over it. Move on with it. Love Field. Airplanes. You'll hear it. So, yeah, Amari Cooper is a Dallas Cowboy, first-round draft pick for next year's draft. You know, I listened to a little bit of Colin Cowherd today kind of go over this is a great move, in his opinion, which, you know what, I think it is. We don't have a playmaker. We don't have a guy on the outside that can take focus away from Zeke, and you can't double-team a guy like Zeke who's already got all of these guys in the front line going after him, linebackers. Everyone's going after Zeke because they know seven times out of ten, that's where the ball's going to go. He's your best offensive player right now. He's your best offensive player right this moment. You got a star running back with Zeke. I think he's going to be in the league for at least, you know, 10 years from now. I think he's got the longevity for it. I think he's got the physicality for it. And I think if he can stay healthy and stay out of trouble, I think he's absolutely got at least a 10-year career, hopefully all with the Dallas Cowboys. I hope he does extremely well. I hope he breaks all of Emmitt Smith's records. And that's a lot of unpopular opinion. That's a big unpopular opinion with a lot of the old-school Cowboys fans, especially the ones that didn't like when Jerry came in and fired Landry. And, you know, the ones that didn't like Jerry when they, you know, had the Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer era. And they both said, we're out. Bye, bye. and went on to do other things, which basically made the Cowboys more than mediocre since then. So, I mean, it's unpopular opinion. But like I said, you know what? Start your own podcast if you want to give me your opinion. That's on you. Or sit with me. Tell me if you want to be on my show. We'll argue. I'm good at it. I'm so good at arguing. That being said, you got to take the focus off Zeke. You got to put it out there on the wide receivers. Cole Beasley can only run his route so perfectly for so many downs. Gallup had a great route, but I think it was because Cole Beasley distracted on his route and made it to where Gallup was able to use his speed, his youth, to just really bolt out of that left side and just, you know, tear it downfield. And Dak made a great throw, guys. He made a great throw on that play. It is what it is. A lot of you guys are off the Dak train. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion as a Cowboys fan. If you don't want to be on the Dak train, you know, don't be the first person to go, "I was always on his side," when, you know, he eventually does great. Because I think he will. I think he doesn't have Travis Frederick at center right now because of the autoimmune disease. He doesn't have his best blocker. You know, get over it. It is what it is. I'm going to say it a lot. Get over it. I won't say it as much because then it'll get repetitive. But yeah, so I think the Cowboys are, I think they made a good move. It's a shallow wide receiver draft, which is exactly what they would have done. I think a lot of people, that's like a very, that's a not a very well-kept secret in a lot of circles. But back to what Colin Cowherd was saying earlier, that you are basically setting up an audition tape now for Dak because he's getting all these pieces around him. If Dak can't do this, he's not going to get that $100 million contract. He's not going to be the face of the franchise. Because if he does get signed into that, you're trapped. That's it for you. For, let's be honest, 5-6 years. You throw that kind of money at that kind of guy with that youth, you're putting yourself into it. You're cornering yourself. So I see it as a audition tape for Dak. But I also see it as a little string for Jason Garrett. I know Britton was saying a lot the other day about how the Garrett family has a lot invested with the Jones family, and they're kind of in cahoots with together. They are best friends. But you know what? I don't know how true that is, because if you can't produce results, you can't stand the heat. Dallas, America's team, get out of that kitchen. No more finger licking. It's time to go. So I'm on the hashtag fire Garrett train. Always have been, always will be. I don't like Jason Garrett. Never have, never will. Think he's a terrible head coach. I think he's been given too many chances. But because he's a glad-handed yes man, he will stay in the Jones system for as long as Jones is alive. Which I think with my source of income, with my $4.2 billion Dallas Cowboys, I live forever and ever. My advances in technology and my team working on all of the advances in health and sciences, I'll never die. Jerry Jones, never die. That's my Jerry Jones for everybody today. I apologize that you had to suffer through that. But you know what? Let's move on. Whatever. Cowboys trade. We'll see how it goes. I hope for my sake, it goes one of two ways. I hope there is no 500. I hope there is no 8-8. 9-7, 7-9. I hope there is no middle of the road record. I hope they do extremely well from here on out and don't lose another game, or I hope they lose every single game. Because as someone that's going to sit here and talk to you about it, the material writes itself. So let's see. Let's see how it goes. On to another sport. Texas Rangers suck. I mean, that window. You guys remember in 2010 when that World Series window opened and we were like, oh my God, y'all, this is it. This is it. Texas Rangers going to win the World Series. We were an out away twice from winning the World Series. Twice. This topic is very near and dear to my heart because I'll always remember being at Primo's. Shout out to Primo's on Lake Ray Hubbard. It's not Rockwall. Don't claim it. It's Garland. Stop claiming Rockwall. I don't care who says it, who does it. Primo's Lake Ray Hubbard is in Garland, Texas. My hometown. It's not in Rockwall. Anyway, back to the story. I can tell you exactly where I was when Nelson Cruz missed that fly ball I can tell you because there was a champagne being sprayed in the air because everyone thought we had won. Everyone thought that this was it. We had finally gotten another championship since the 2011 Dallas Mavericks won our championship for us. And then your heart was just ripped out. David Freese, I hate you so much and always will. St. Louis couldn't even hold on to a football team. Hate you so much. I bet you have a beautiful city. Hate you so much. Hate the Blues. Hate the Cardinals. I hate them. Poop on them. Anyway, Texas Rangers are in a bad way right now. That window that opened in 2010 and stayed open for the next 3 or 4 years, it is shut. There is no air getting through that glass. It's shut. The window's shut. Adrian Beltre, God bless him for sticking around as long as he did and not going to a team that had a chance like the Dodgers or the Red Sox. He stuck around. Said I want to finish this season with Texas. Or I want to finish this season with Texas. Or that's my Adrian Beltre impression. I want to finish this season with Texas. I know he has an upper lip. Do I have to tuck my upper lip now? I don't do finish my teeth in Texas. So, good on him to finish with the Rangers. I hope he retires as a Ranger. I really, oh, this sounds terrible. I hope that he retires. I hope he's done. Not in because I don't enjoy his antics with Elvis Andrews on that side, or because I don't think we could use his talent. But I think he'd be better service at this point, being a part of the team, a part of the franchise, in some form of capacity towards coaching. I love the guy. He's so much fun to watch. Homers from the knees. I mean, just like I said, the antics with Elvis Andrews, so much fun to watch. I can't bear to see him go through another losing season, another sub-500 season. It wouldn't be fair to him. So that's kind of my take on that. Who are they going to hire as manager? I don't know. John Daniels is just John Danielsing it up with this team. He's taking his time. Yet Don Wakamatsu is a possibility, who had some managerial experience with Seattle. He did really well, and then had just an absolute terrible season. I think they went something like 40-70. It was brutal. It's terrible. So he's an option. You got a couple of guys. Joe Girardi's out of the running. I think that would have been a great move for us as a team with a lot of younger guys on it. Joe Girardi would have been fun to have, but he's out. I mean, who else is there? It's hard to even. I mean, you got a lot of guys that you probably haven't heard of. You got Joe Espada. He's the Astros bench coach, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have talked to me about this, and I've been very vocal about it. I'm not afraid to admit it. I hate everything Houston sports wise. I hate it. I don't like the Rockets. The Texans are stupid. You're dumb. You never be like the Cowboys. Don't like the Astros. Their fan base is extremely harsh. It's so funny, and this is something you'll hear. This is an old adage between the whole rivalry of Houston and Dallas, is Houston hates Dallas. Well, all of it. And Dallas doesn't even realize Houston exists half the time. But I could go for a whole episode about that. Anywho, you got Joe Espada, Houston Astros bench coach. You got the Blue Jays, who are really interested in him as well. So we'll see if they, pull the trigger on that one. You've got the Los Angeles Dodgers third base coach, Chris Woodward. Or you've got the possibility of the Red Sox bench coach, Ron Roenick. These are both guys that may explain why the Rangers haven't made a move yet, because obviously they're both in the World Series. Boston in six, by the way. Boston in six. He's gonna do something to mess that team up. He's going to do something to mess the Dodgers up. He's going to cost them a game, and that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I don't like Machado. I don't like his lack of hustle. I don't like the way he acts. Boston in six. Sorry, Boston in six. It's going to be wicked awesome. Boston in six. You heard it here for the 400th time. Not, you haven't heard it here first. I know you've heard it elsewhere if you watch sports. So, John Daniels taking his time. We'll see. I don't know. It's a really sad state of affairs with the Rangers. Now that I'm doing this podcast, I will actually go to a game next season. I promise you. I didn't want to. I don't want to. I think, right now I'd rather watch it on the couch, the kids' ouch, just hanging out. It's way cheap. Hey, I mean, I say it's cheaper, but I could probably buy a 6 or 12 pack of beer and some food and spend more money here at my apartment than if I were to go to the game. You probably get tickets for $2 or $3 now and then just mosey on down to the bottom because they just don't care anymore. But whatever. It is what it is. It's a pretty sad state of affairs for the old Texas Rangers, which I'm extremely excited. I will say this much. I'm extremely excited for the new ballpark opening up in 2022. All you baseball purists, get off your high horse. This is Texas. It's too effing hot to sit outside and watch a baseball game in August when it's 105 and it feels like 115. Give me a roof. AC. It's 2018, gonna be 2022. What do you think, I have some animal watching a high school baseball game? Pfft, get out of here. Miss me with that hot stuff. Get, woof. Can't believe you guys. I'm gonna sit outside. It's 115 degrees. You guys are insane. I don't understand it. Baseball is an outdoor sport, but if you give me millions and millions and millions of whatever, you know, dollars to build a stadium that's indoors with AC, I don't care where I am. I'm surprised they have an outdoor stadium, outdoor ballpark in Minnesota. They can't play games because it's snowing. Ball's white, like the snow. You lose it. It's dumb. How are you gonna sell tickets when people can't even stand to sit outside when it's too cold or too hot? I'll never get that. Whatever. One thing Jerry Jones did right: make that stadium indoors. Give me little flippy floppy windows at the ends. You know, whatever. Retractable roof. What it is. So, Rangers baseball, sad. Dallas Stars. I mean, that's probably gonna be the most popular topic. Let's be real, guys. I'm an avid hockey fan. I'm a beer league amateur. Still trying to get my feet under me on the ice. It's the toughest thing I've ever done. Dallas Stars look confusing. Alexander Radulov, they've come out and said that he's not playing tomorrow against the Anaheim Quack Quackers. Not happy with that. I don't know what's going on. You know, we live in a day and age where I follow him on social media. He seems hunky dory at practice. Firing slap shots at Antti Dobie is some of my Dobby. Dobby's nickname, Dobby.
He's a free elf. Dobby's a free elf.
Firing slap shots off on him. So I don't know. Got Nichushkin, he's hurt. The whole Iron Curtain besides Dobby is hurt right now. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, they won last night. Got to take my beautiful mother. Beautiful family. Got to take all of them. Stuck my brother and dad up at the very top, though, because mama gets the best tickets. Then I also get the best tickets. I'm not going to sit up top if I have the choice, which there's really not a bad seat in that arena. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to dedicate way more time to the Stars in a different time because I don't want to waste a lot of y'all's time. Ooh, can't believe I said that. I don't want to waste a lot of you all's time, you guys. I don't say y'all a lot because it doesn't sound natural when I say it. Don't say you all. But let's get to the let's get to this. Let's get to to the last thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today, and that is the Dallas Mavericks. And I want to bring this up, and I want to spend a little more time on this because I know I spent a lot of time on the Cowboys and then a brief time on the Stars, very, very brief on the Stars and then the Texas Rangers. But man, so much fun to watch this season. I mean, last season I went to one basketball game. One. I watched one full basketball game. It was the Dallas Mavericks. San Antonio Spurs were in town. And it was pretty much common knowledge that the Mavericks were going to lose that game. So, had some nosebleed tickets. Stars were playing that night as well, out of town, obviously. And sat right in front of the press box area where all the journalists sit and kind of, you know, go over things. Where I'm going to be sitting one day. Mark my words. I'll be there. Sitting up there, and they have a couple of TVs because obviously basketball is not the only thing going on some nights. Even if it's plainly in front of you, it's not the only thing that's going on. I watched the Stars game. My neck hurt because I was looking up at the Stars game, which they lost. But regardless, it was a tough night to be a Dallas sports fan that night. It was a tough night to be Dallas sports fans a lot of nights. I'm sure you guys can relate. Anywho, sitting there at the Mavericks game, that was the only Mavericks game, that was the only basketball game I watched in the 2017-2018 season, because I just had no interest. The league has become so soft, and with their fouls, and, you know, Kevin Durant is a snake, and he's just, you know, shout out to all my Durant haters, Durantula. I squish him like a doodle bug. I don't like Kevin Durant. I'll never like Kevin Durant. He's another one of those guys that spouts back on Twitter because he's obviously not above that. Got told that the Longhorns suck last year in the finals, and he approached a fan. Get over yourself, you tall, lanky idiot. Boo-hoo. Find someone else who cares. I can't stand that guy. I'm gonna have one episode. I'm gonna start making a list of athletes that I just can't stand for one reason or another. You guys are gonna love it because I'm gonna get animated. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. I don't give a shoot. Pull no punches because I'm sure one day, no one's going to care what I have to say, except you guys. Love you guys. I'm going to come up with a nickname for my faithful, my babies, my little finkles, my little finklets. We'll figure it out. Sphinxes. Little sphincters. That's what you guys are, my little sphincters. Little poop shoots. Anyway, basketball. My brother and I went to the home opener. You know, you got Luka Doncic. Got him real early in the draft, because the Mavericks had a high draft pick for one of the higher draft picks in recent memory, and they initially selected Trae Young, little pube hair on his head, Trae Young out of the University of Oklahoma, and then the rumor mill instantly began to start churning at the draft, and they made the trade, Luka Doncic for Trae Young, straight up rights. And I think the Mavericks made a brilliant move with that. Trae Young's going to have a great career. I think he's going to be extreme. He's going to have, you know, he's got the longevity for it. He's got a killer three. His three-point shot is deadly. But Luka Doncic has what Trae Young, I think, lacks. And that is just basketball IQ. And this is coming from someone who just made it rain threes in middle school. Rain threes. It was cloudy every time that I stepped onto the court, played 9 games, Coast City Champs, Lyles Jumberjacks, shout out. 9 games, averaged a point a game. For you guys doing math at home, I only made 3-pointers. So, point a game. There were some games I didn't play. That's on them. Coach Lewis, you made a mistake by not starting me. So, yeah, man, they just Luka Doncic has the basketball IQ. You got DeAndre Jordan, who scorned us. And I tell you what, he scorned us hard. He told us he was going to sign with us a couple years back and then chose to go back to the Clippers because he had unfinished business. Give me a break, dude. You didn't have unfinished business. You got more money from somebody else, I guarantee it. But you know what? He's a Maverick now, and he's all in. That dude was so hyped Saturday night for the home opener. But what I really want to get to, you got DSJ, well, you know, throwing it down. What I really want to get to is basketball was fun. It was fun to watch, guys. I highly recommend, if you haven't watched a Mavericks game yet, and I hope that I don't jinx it and be like, you guys should watch a Mavericks game. It's so much fun. Oh, high octane, high scoring. And they score like 68 points against some scrub team. But I mean, 140-something points they scored Saturday. It was the most since 2015. So that was extremely fun. Defense was spectacular on both ends. Sarcasm. It's terrible. Mavericks have a fun team. Which brings me to my last part of this whole podcast. This is the actual state of Dallas sports, which I know I haven't talked about FC Dallas. But guys, I'm not going to talk to you about FC Dallas because I don't know but one guy's name on that team. Maxi. Yuriti. I've got some FC Dallas stand seats in my apartment. For those of you who haven't seen it, they're awesome. Cool sports, little paraphernalia to have. But I don't know enough about them to give you a synopsis of how I feel. So I'll do some research for you. I'm not going to leave you little babies hungry, my little football soccer babies. I'm not going to leave you hungry. I'm going to give you what you want, just not today. Ryan Brokhoff, guys. There he is. That's my guy. 6'7", 215 pounds. Out of Australia, Frankston, Australia. Young guy, 28, born in 1990, just like my brother. This dude got 3 minutes. I think he's played 3.7 minutes this season in 3 games. And he drained a 3. My brother and I were like, that's our guy. Nicknamed Rowdy. rbrokoff45 on Twitter for you social media guys and gals. This guy is hilarious. He graces the background of my phone. He's my lock screen. I don't even care. I'm not even ashamed of it. Ryan Brokoff. That's my guy. That's my favorite Maverick for this season besides, obviously, and Luka Doncic. And, I mean, DSJ is so much. You know what? DeAndre Jordan's probably going to sneak in there and be my guy at the end of the season because he just gets so hyped. I love it. And he's one of those guys where if he was on another team, and I've been called, you know, hypocritical for this, and that's fine because it's fun for me sometimes. But when DeAndre Jordan's on other teams and he's getting hyped, that guy's such a jerk. You know what I'm saying? What a douche. This guy. You're like that guy that I saw at the Stars game last night, revving his Hellcat. And when you got out of your Hellcat, you looked like you were revving your diabetes, too. That was a shot. For whenever that guy listens to this, when I start getting millions and millions of listeners, that goes out to you, Hellcat boy. Your car sounds nice, but I'm sure your heart sounds like it is beating out of control. You're a jerk. You made me pee a little when you revved your car. That was rude. Ryan Brokoff, guys. Ryan Brokoff. Not Tom. Tom Brokoff. But Ryan Brokoff. So there you go, guys. That's a little insight on me. That's what you can expect from me. The sound's only going to get better. The episodes are only going to get more fun. Going to have a ton of guests in here. This podcast is the anchor of everything, though. I'm gonna keep doing my little goals and coffee side project. Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing the best I can for you guys with the equipment that I have right now. I really appreciate everyone reaching out to me, letting me know how much they're enjoying everything so far. I hope you guys like the new pictures I released yesterday. Super fancy. Shout out again, Eddie, for one, being on my episode yesterday, and two, all of the great pictures that you guys have seen on my social media outlets, and we'll continue to see Eddie Betancourt. Eduardo Betancourt. There's no A on the end of his name. Just Eddie Betancourt. Eduardo Betancourt. School of Rock. My guy. But yeah, love you guys. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And hopefully we'll get you guys on the episodes pretty soon. For now, signing out from Dallas, Texas, The Fink.